The words Green New Deal strike fear into the hearts of some Oklahomans who worry what our economy would look like without the revenue generated by oil and gas. Jack Kerfoot, no fan of the Green New Deal, but he's a native Tulsan with 40 years experience in the industry, and he tells me the transition to renewable energy is inevitable and actually began years ago.
In 2005, oil had hit $60 a barrel, and people were concerned it was going to go higher. It actually hit 100 2 years later. And so they put incentives in place for nuclear energy, trying to develop more energy in this country, for oil and gas, which resulted in the fracking, the development and improvement in fracking techniques, and incentives for renewable energy, particularly wind and solar as well.
He's talking about the Energy Policy Act of 2005. It was signed into law by President George W. Bush.
Well, fast forward 15 years later, April of this year, actually what we saw is the amount of power generated from coal had dropped from 51 down to 22%, and renewables had gone from 4 or 5% up to 23%. And the reason of that is economics, first and foremost. And that's just on the power stage of what I call the turning on the lights and the local utilities.
Businesses have come to realize that renewable energy has gotten much cheaper, and they've acted on that knowledge.
There's been a tremendous move by the private sector to fund individual wind farms and solar parks to buy power to run operations from a broad range of companies: Walmart, Costco, General Motors, Ford, Macy's, of course, Apple, Google, Facebook.
Kerfoot tells me the environmental benefits of renewable energy are icing on the cake. It's really about the bottom line.
The cheapest form of power in the United States on a levelized basis is onshore wind. It's about 5.2 cents per kilowatt hour. Costs are continuing to drop because power output's increasing. The average cost of power in the U.S. is about 13.2 cents a kilowatt hour. Oklahoma, I think you're around about 11 cents per kilowatt hour.
Business pressure has led some states to take action.
New Jersey's gone through and looked at their offshore wind development and said, there's no reason that we have to do a sequential order of permits. A lot of these permits can be done in parallel. So that's not 2 years off the development of these major offshore wind farms.
And Kerfoot says Oklahoma lawmakers need to get on board as well.
The question really is, how do we make this happen? How do we remove the barriers to make it easier to draw more dollars and investment dollars and more minds to develop new technology and renewables and new technology to in place to make this transition? That's the question we need to look at, not just the fact that we need to chant Green New Deal. We need to actually talk about how do we make it happen.
He hopes our state legislators hear that message. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.